and Jim Bray are live at 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find a link to him at live88.5.com. Click on Startup, and he escapes in every couple of weeks with some audio auto reviews, and we've got him on the line this morning. What do you want to talk about first, Jim?
Well, I thought we should maybe talk about Ford C-Max. It's a brand new model in North America. This one's a little hybrid. They also make it as a plug-in hybrid, but the one I had was the hybrid. It kind of looks like a Mazda 5, you know, a little people hauler, right. Except whereas the Mazda 5 has three rows of seats, the C-Max only has two.
Right.
When I first heard this thing coming out, I thought C-Max. You know, I thought, hey, they're going to have an amphibious car, but it turns out it was just the letter C. You know, I thought in keeping in with Ford every stream, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know how I feel about hybrids.
Yeah.
And it's not even so much about the eco stuff. It's that most of them are really not a lot of fun to drive. This one is actually not bad. I mean, it has all the things I hate. It has a continuously variable transmission. But that said, I didn't actually mind driving this thing. Now, the driving position is a little funny. You sit kind of high in this tiny little thing. So it's kind of like you're in a bar stool with a steering wheel in front of you. Not that I would know what a bar stool is like. But the driving itself is actually... It's actually pretty good. Now, Ford is really positioning this thing against the Toyota Prius, which is a good one to go again, I guess, because that is the leading hybrid around. Mm. And they're saying that it's expected to achieve better fuel economy than the Prius, and that uses their new what they call power split technology, which allows operation in electric mode at higher speeds than any other hybrid. I don't know about that. All I know is that I did not spend a lot of money on gas the week I had this. And I mean, I never get the gas mileage that you're supposed to anyway, because I have a lead foot. But I was pretty impressed by this little vehicle. But one thing I wondered about it is why? Why in the first place? Because they have the Ford Focus, which is a darn nice car. And I was asking at the dealer, you know, what that was. And he said, well, the only thing he could think of the difference is that in the C-Max, the rear seats fold down flat for storage space, whereas in the Focus, they don't. So I don't know. If folding down the back seats all the way is important to you, I guess then the C-Max is your thing. Otherwise, I kind of like the Focus better. One thing I did notice about this one is they've got that new version of the MyFord Touch, and the software works a lot better than before. I kind of wish they had reversed the cursor control things on the steering wheel with the volume up and down and the tuning buttons,
right.
Because you have to reach for the latter as opposed to the former. And you know, myself, anyway, I use the volume control and the track skip a lot more than I use just cursor control buttons. So, but that's just a personal thing. Oh, one thing I should talk about, you've probably seen in the commercials, they have that the little tailgate where you just wave your foot underneath the rear bumper and the tailgate opens automatically. This thing has that. So I got to try it, and it's really neat. I wish it worked as well as it did in the commercial. They call it a hands-free liftgate, and I mean, I would stand there behind the vehicle waving my little foot underneath the rear bumper and nothing would happen. So I'd wave it again and nothing would happen. And then all of a sudden it would happen. So I don't know whether I was not waving the right, I mean, I never looked in the manner or anything. I just went out and did it. And I'm not sure whether I wasn't waving in just the right place or not, but took me about three times to get the thing to go up. And in the meantime, not being that graceful, I'm teetering on one foot, trying not to fall on my face.
And what's the price of the Ford Hybrid, Jim?
Well, it starts at $30,199 for the hybrid version. And with options, my test one came in at $34,349. I think that's a little pricey for what you're getting. But again, you always pay more for hybrids.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, his review of the new Ford Explorer Sport coming up in just a bit. Here's Chaos from Live 88.5.
Got to pack my...
Right now, -3 in Ottawa.
And Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. His audio reviews every couple of weeks on Live 88.5. Skyping in, we talked to Jim about the Ford Explorer Sport.
Well, I'm going to talk about the Ford Explorer Sport. This is, I thought it was their large SUV, and then I parked it next to an Expedition, and it actually made it look like a Mini.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a large SUV to me. The Sport version, I've driven the other ones before. Usually the regular V6 is about 290 horsepower. This is the one you want. This one has Ford's V6 EcoBoost engine, which is the same engine you can get on the Taurus SHO, and it's a beautiful engine. 3.5 liter V6 twin turbo, so it puts out about 365 horsepower. That is a really nice match with the size of this vehicle. Also, it comes with paddle shifters, which is something you might not expect in a big SUV. And actually, a lot of the Ford manual transmissions, it's just kind of a toggle switch on the shift lever on the console. But this time, they've done the real paddles, and they work. They give you a nice manual mode. And, I have to admit, I really enjoy driving this thing. That extra horsepower makes all the difference. Now, they also make an EcoBoost version that's a 2-liter four-cylinder engine at about 240 horsepower. I have not tried that one. I can't imagine it would be that much of a compelling ride, considering the regular V6 at 290 is probably just enough there. I don't think I'd want to have fewer horsepower. However, that said, the sport model is really nice. It has blacked out grille, things like that. Third row seat, powered tailgate. And one thing apparently you cannot get with it is their auto parking system, which I think at a vehicle this size might come in very handy. Mm-hmm. And there's one other feature that you can't get in this, which escapes me. Oh, I know it. It's Bi-Xenon headlights. Apparently, you cannot get on the sport version, which seems kind of silly. I think the sport version would be the one where you'd want those.
Yeah, for sure.
However, we took it out to Banff and drove through a snowstorm going out there and on the way back, and the thing was beautiful, stable all the way. When the road started to get really kind of crummy, I took it out of cruise control. It has adaptive cruise control, and I put it into manual mode and downshifted a couple of gears, and it was great going through there. Just completely secure, very nice vehicle. Again, it's a little big for me, in which case, but they also make the Edge and the Escape for people who don't want one so big, and they all have a lot of the same features, so nice vehicle.
What's it worth?
$55,079. Yeah, that makes it, it's big in more ways than one. It starts off at $48,299, and then they put in a bunch of options like a dual panel moonroof. It's a beauty. It's just about, you can just about parachute through this thing. Adaptive cruise control is $1,500. It has a trailer tow package. It has the voice activated navigation system. The voice activation of this thing is actually pretty good. I had it on the default, which is the, gives you all the prompts, and then I went into the settings menu and I put it onto the advanced mode, and where it would stop, is this what you really mean, and it worked great. It worked actually better that way. It seemed to understand my voice better. I don't know whether that was because I was trying to be more clear because I knew it was in Bozo mode, but anyway, it worked a lot better. Oh, one thing about them, I had my kids in the back seat, and this has those inflatable seat belts for the rear seats that Ford has been trumpeting for the last couple of years, and my kids hated them. They said that they were awful to get in and out of.
They're just big?
They're big, and then they'll get bigger. If there's a collision, they will inflate.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, talking about the Ford Explorer Sport, which sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Except for that stupid no Bi-Xenon headlights, really?
On the Sport model,
really?
With
the big, the one with the big motors got doesn't have the Bi-Xenon headlights. You'll find Jim's reviews live885.com. Click on startup. It's 8:47 at Live 88.5.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update for